Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
G'day, welcome along to the podcast. Zoom, zoom, indeed. Now, we zoomed through this week, didn't we? I mean, the weeks are going quicker, aren't they, Damo?
Well, they say the older you get, time speeds up because obviously our lives get more hectic. We're filling every second of every single day.
Mate, well, you got your three kids, right? Now, I've got four, but three of them do activities. One doesn't. So I know what life is like about being hectic, man. Don't kids they consume everything after school. They want to be in everything.
Well, they get excited. What are your kids?
Everything.
Mine are just like yours. They do gymnastics. They're going to be doing AFL pretty soon.
Does Jagger and Jarvis do gymnastics too?
Jagger does backflips and he does this ninja training.
Of course. And so he's going to gravity gym, isn't he?
Gravity gym.
Yeah, nice, nice. Yeah, yeah. He enjoying that?
Loves it.
Does Kiki go to gravity too for gymnastics?
Yeah. So she does the gymnastics there and she's loving that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Jarvis, they all do musical instruments as well.
Of course, so
all that. And then there's homework. And I don't know. Jesus.
We're a bit like Michelle Laurie. You know, Michelle was saying she doesn't put any undue pressure, I guess, on the kids when they're doing homework. We're a bit the same. We're like, well, you know what? If you want to do homework, that's all good. But they need to read a book every day. They need to read every single day for at least sort of half an hour. And that zones them out for the day too, you know.
Reading's essential. That really is. Yeah. It's the basis of everything.
And they hate it, but they've got to do it every day.
And it's an endurance, getting them to actually do it. You're like,
You know, the good one is that Arndo, man, Wollongong boy Arndo, he has got some great books for both girls and boys. My kids, they love it. They love his books, but there's that time in there, man, where they just go, reading. Just came home from school.
Well, we have the same discussion every day with them where we're saying, you're wasting more time actually talking about not wanting to do it than actually doing it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Get it
and
done.
And it's done. It's finished.
Read from 4 to 4:30 and then you've got the rest of the day.
See, kids, they don't know this.
Nah, they don't care.
There's no
concept of time. Time to them is like, oh man, I can't be on my iPad. Come on. But if we said you get half an hour on your iPad,
boom.
It'd be like a friggin' ninja that would disappear to their rooms.
Work done. Finished.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we had a great day Friday. And if you're listening to this after Friday, well, sucks to be you. You're catching up on some old stuff. But we had a really good chat today with Abby Dobson. She played that wonderful song, Even When I'm Sleeping. Had a good yarn with the boys from Eskimo Joe.
It was packed. It was a packed show. Wham, bam, we just got in there. We did what we had to do.
Yeah, let's just do that right now. Have a good one. Hey. All right, now that we've stopped recording, do you want to go to the pub?
I'd love to go to the pub.
Let's go.
What do we got? Guinness. You know what? It is Friday, and I think on a Friday you need a feel-good story.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
You need a feel-good story. One of those ones.
It's
just
Friday then. It's Saturday, Sunday. What? It's Friday then.
All right, so what's your Friday feel-good story? What's going on?
All right. This morning, the fire alarm went off in our house.
Oh.
All right. This is a strange start to the story. Remember, I mentioned in the past, our fire alarm goes off randomly for no apparent reason. Some people think there's a ghost. There's been no evidence to back that up. But it does go off. And anyway, I took it as a sign it was time to get up out of bed. Took a glance at my phone. I was like, okay, so it's obviously time to get up out of bed. It had the alarm had gone off earlier than my normal phone alarm would have gone off.
Right.
Got up. I stumbled across the bedroom. I stood on that damn Shakti mat again. A little yelp in the air. I grabbed my phone. I was roaming around. I got fully dressed. And then in the midst of getting fully dressed, I dropped my phone. It slammed on the ground. It's like, this day is just starting so bad. I've got a damn alarm of a Shakti mat of my phone is smashed. As I picked up my phone, it illuminated.
Yes.
And the time on my phone said 2:14. And all of my good fortune came flooding in as I realized I still had 2 hours to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it the best?
Oh, it was just like, oh, Yes. Angels came flying into the bedroom, said, "Don't worry, Damien, you could go back to bed." I even chose not to take my clothes off. I just said, "Eileen, I'm coming back to bed. Make some room. Here we go.
Move over, baby. Daddy's coming back.
Daddy's home, baby."
It was at that point she went, "Oh, God, for God's sake, just go to work, Damien.
Get out of here. Get out of here."
That's, yeah, a nice way to start.
It's a feel-good day, isn't it?
It is. It's a great day when you know you've got a little bit longer to sleep.
2 hours.
Mm, exactly. Yeah. It's that 2 hours, man. That is the best.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Yeah. I love this song.
Our mates of Eskimo Joe, they are back in a big way. Simply like and comment on our Facebook post right now on our Facey page, Wave FM 96.5. For the chance to win the first ever tickets, check out their show when they come to the Illawarra. And they're the only ones that are absolutely free. From Eskimo Joe, Joel Quartermain joins us this morning. Mate, everybody's looking forward to this. Not only you, but crowds. Eskimo Joe backed, and we're all stoked, I guess, to see live music again, right, guys?
Yes. Yeah. But what's great is that people are waiting. Like, I just started this podcast called Calm Your Farm that's about people sharing their tips of how they're keeping their head together. And so many people are talking about the fact that they used to use live music, that they used to go and see live music as a sort of a mental health outlet. They're realising now it was a big part of their regime of happiness. And so they've had to find other ways of compensating for that. And watching gigs, you know, on YouTube and stuff, old gigs, is part of how they're doing that. But people are waiting. They're fanging. They're fanging, Joel, to come and see you guys.
Well, imagine the moment when, you know, I was thinking before, like when there's a full, like, you know, entertainment center size kind of thing, and the lights go down and it's the first gig where everyone's packed in again and the band's about to start and everyone will just go absolutely ballistic. It'll be like the first bounce at a grand final or something like that. You know, it's just an amazing feeling.
And What about rehearsing? Because, okay, you guys are, you're spread around the country, and anyone who is doing any gigs, we're hearing all these stories. They get on stage, and one of the first things they say is, "Hey, we're a bit rusty. We haven't had time to rehearse recently," unless it was via Skype. I mean, you'll get some time, won't you?
Yeah, exactly. And to be fair, I think the audiences are a bit rusty as well. because I haven't done that in a while. I mean, we did a show recently for a TV show called The Sound, which Michael Gudinski put together, and we played live. The rest of the band was in Perth at the concert hall, and I was on my front porch, and we played together. You know, like there's kind of ways to do it, but you know, there's nothing like feeling a kick drum hit you in the chest in a gig. You know, that's very different to watching something on YouTube and, you know, maybe a beer in your hand and, you know, tipping it over your head or whatever you want to do at a gig. But, you know, I can't wait, basically. We had a taste of it. I went to Perth for like 3 months and we actually did a festival, John Butler and ourselves. And there was like 6,000 people there. Yeah. And they actually made it COVID-friendly in that it was in the round. So we were on a stage that was rotating in the middle of this field. So we had a different audience every 2 minutes as we spun around kind of thing. And there were 6,000 people at that gig. It was kind of like a parallel universe or something. It's like, did COVID ever happen over here? Yeah, as per usual, WA dodges any catastrophe.
Has it affected your creative process in terms of, like, do you think it'll come out in your writing this last year and a bit?
So we're releasing a song today, and it's actually it's kind of a love song, but it's a love song set in a ISO kind of world where two lovers are locked out from seeing each other because of restrictions or borders or whatever, and it's that longing that's created from that. So it's bled into the songwriting already. You can't help that. I mean, you just write what's going on in your life, really.
The song that you guys released during isolation, of course, was Say Something. Now the brand new single that drops today, 99 Ways, we're looking forward to it. And even more so, we're looking forward to you guys coming to the Illawarra. Pop this in your diary, Thursday night, the 31st of March, 2022. We know that Anita's Theatre at Thurrul will definitely sell out for
It'll be sold out straight away. This thing won't last at all. This will be gone.
Thanks, guys. You guys are legends. Cheers.
Oh, stop it. You're making us blush, Joel. Joel Quatermain of Eskimo Joe. Make sure you check out all the details on our Facebook page right now, Wave FM 96.5.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Because everybody's lied a little bit on their CV at some point.
Of course, yeah.
You embellish your truth. We're not going to say you lie, you embellish.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a natural thing.
Like when I was a sales executive or an account manager, regional sales manager,
yeah.
I actually said I was the sales manager.
Oh, that's it. See, that's
and,
right.
And they called the sales manager and said, that Adam Straney guy, he was the sales manager at your mob. And he went, no, that's me. Stuff it.
So you got dubbed in. All right. Okay. I never got dubbed in. I mean, if I put down I was a sales manager, I would get them to call my number with a fake Liam Neeson voice. Hey, this is the sales manager.
They'd instantly go, mate, you're just putting on a voice. So where's the revelation coming?
Well, there's a lady, she went for a job over in the UK. She's a teacher. She went for a job. Now, she didn't necessarily lie or embellish, but she did do something really ridiculous with her CV. Everybody jumps on Canva nowadays.
Of course they do.
You know, you get your CV on there, you use a template, and they're awesome.
Yeah, they're very, very good.
They're awesome. They look good. She sent off her CV. Her name's Melissa. All right? She's your...
So Melissa's put down, don't tell me she put in that Lurum Epicure or whatever.
No. The Latin wasn't there, nothing right. like that. Mm-hmm. Now she's a redhead, she's you know, of Scottish origin, the whole lot.
Yep. So pasty white, redheaded Scottish woman.
You are getting the picture, I like your style.
Mm-hmm.
But in a lot of the Canva templates, they've got pictures. You insert your own picture.
Of course, yeah.
And there was an African American man.
So our pasty white redheaded Scots woman turned into an African American man.
An African American man. Look at she got the job.
Melissa got the job. Wow.
Good sense of humor. See, they're like, see? It's all about catching people's attention with your CV. Yes, this is what it's about. Yeah.
Well, let's call this bloke. He seems like a good guy, this Melissa.
Yeah, this Melissa looks great. I tell you, if I'm going for another job, I'm going to just put a good looking. Like Brad Pitt or something in the corner, you know? Or a good-looking lady just in the corner. Damien Leith, good-looking lady.
They're going to instantly know. Yep, he's a big blouse, this one, that's for sure.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
They are on the rooftop right now. Abby Dobson, lead of Leonardo's Bride and our own Damien Leith. I know you're going to be singing Even When I'm Sleeping. Gang, take it away.
Where the road is leading us from.
What about that, Illawarra? One of the best rooftop sessions we've ever had. Amazing stuff from Abby Dobson of Leonardo's Bride and our own Damien Leith.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.